Eto na ang tala kayong magbibigay linaw at kabuluhan sa mga isyong may kinalaman sa teknolohiya. Tala kaya kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Isang maganda at maulan.
Maulan.
Na hapon po sa ating lahat. Nandito po tayo ngayon sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan. Ako po si Trixie.
Ako si Noel.
Oh, ibang Noel.
Nagbabalik.
Nagbabalik. Nagbabalik. Maulan kasi. Sa bago bumiyahe. Ay, show muna tayo. But I like this weather. You don't like it, you said.
Ah, yeah. Pero nakakano lang sa gym. Nakaka, alam mo yun.
Nakakatamlay. Kasi tulog na lang.
Oh, tulog na
gym
lang.
Gym pa kasi.
Ayaw kumising.
Now, ako what I do. Ay, naging fitness na. But welcome to Italakayan. Yeah. Welcome to this hour of tech news updates,
yes.
At kung ano-anong usapang IT. Pero yon, I think may mga apps ba nakakatulong sa'yo to get up in the
so
morning?
So far, well, meron namang alarm app yung
alarm
watch, yung watch ko. So, pero hindi pa rin.
Hindi pa rin, wala pa rin.
To, pero kailangan kasi ma-develop yung habit na every night,
every day. Yun nga, that's my problem. Pero I myself, gusto ko tong gantong panahon. Hindi ko lang gusto yung biglang papatak. Parang sarap-sarap maglakad sa labas, yung lang mabasa ka, hindi mo lang alam. Kasi hassle magdala ng payong.
Exactly.
Right? And, but this season brings us a lot of showers, both in real life.
Parang ano, diba? I think this weekend, tama ba? Ma-expect yung ano, maraming ulan.
Maraming ulan, nabasa. Maraming ulan sa IT, mga pasabog.
Tanong na lang natin yung ano, weather app na lang. Tanong natin. Baka ma-predict niya.
Yeah, so, meron mga release today. May mga pinaulanan tayo ng mga bagong software at hardware. Kanina.
Kanina lang.
Today din ba sa US? Hindi, ano? Tomorrow?
It's the same. Same. Yeah, if I remember 19 correctly.
19 sila eh.
19 ba? Ano ba ngayon?
20 tayo ngayon, diba?
Ah, 20.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 20. So, yeah. Okay, so may mga pinaulanan na nakuha na bless na si Sir Noel. Na-bless na si Kuya Noel dito. Na-try na niya. Oo.
Before pa ako balis ang bahay.
Ako baka next week pa ako ma-bless. Kasi parang hindi ko pa gusto ma-try yung bagong pasabog ng Apple, which is iOS 13. But yes. Before we go there, we'll discuss that, and we'll also discuss how updating, the process of updating should go, right, for you, kasi merong mga precautions syempre bago ka mag-update and kung ano yung mga devices covered. But before that, let's talk about last meeting. Wala ka last meeting?
Wala,
eh,
last meeting.
Last meeting. Wow. Sorry naman, you're busy. Wala lang ako dito. Last meeting, we did our first remote show.
Right,
so, I was away out of the country, and then kausap ko si Sir Bene dito sa UP.
No,
so, gumana naman. Technology.
Hindi, parang hindi ata masyado halata na.
Hindi halata. Hindi halata yung audio equipment ko, ano lang,
exactly.
Mic lang ng ano, ng earbud.
Ang galing. Siguro next time try natin na naman. Tatlo naman, tatlong locations.
Oo,
diba?
Tatlong locations.
Isa na sa beach, parang ganun.
De, diba si Sir Noel Ramos, Sir Benny Ramos rather, nasa UP.
Oo.
Ako nasa kung saan man, ikaw nasa kotse ka.
Nasa kotse, actually on. Tapos nag-drive din.
Nag-drive ka. Ayun,
pro voice lang.
Pero yung ano, parang share lang natin sa mga tagapakinig natin. So, last meeting, yun nga, we tried doing a remote show, pero hindi pa siya talaga live.
Oo nga.
No, we did it maybe an hour or
right,
2 hours before, and then simpleng linis, and then we shared it to the audience.
At least ano, parang pinakita natin na kaya, pwede naman siyang
possible.
Ano, feasible naman siya talaga, or kaya naman.
So we'll see, we'll look at more options in the future kung
right,
kaya tayo mag live remote show. Yun ang pangarap natin.
Siguro mga tipong FaceTime audio, diba? Ano yun, 30?
30 people lang pwede.
30 or 30
so
people.
Kung gusto niyo sumali sa show,
pagpapaalam
muna tayo sa stasyon.
Oh,
baka
guess.
Bawal yan. Baka hindi pwede. So, pag may guest, but that's true. If we have a guest and the guest is in another country, for example, taga mas madali na to have them in the show live, and you can have ask them questions. Kasi alam ko, like, next week, may mga magaganap na IT events, and there will be a lot of speakers there.
Yes.
Na pwede nating
marami nga next week.
Maka-network. And these are IT professionals that are practicing and at the edge ba of their of their of their craft, tama ba yun? Basta sila yung mga eksperto
sa mga fields nila.
So maganda na we get to hear them. Of course, if may mga tagapakinig tayo na gustong makapasok sa IT industry, ano ba dapat ang inaaral nila ngayon?
Talagang latest trends yan kasi ano yun. Well, yung mga nasa event kasi tipo yung mga subjects sila talagang all aspects. Kumbaga crowd yung mga crowd data, mga security, yung mga ganyan.
Yun yung mabigat ngayon eh, 'di ba? Yung mga
or cloud computing.
Exactly. Yeah. And security also, lalo na 'di ba talagang yung privacy, data privacy at least in the Philippines, it's
continuous yung mga discussions dyan talaga.
Exactly. So kailangan maging aware kasi bago na rin, I think hindi naman sa paano ba? Magiging bagong field of expertise na rin yung
org Alan.
Ngayon, currently, bagong field of expertise yung data privacy.
Data privacy,
for companies.
Rising,
no?
Ano talaga siya. Kumbaga in-demand yung, in-demand yung mga positions na yun sa mga companies.
Exactly.
Kasi syempre required siya for every company.
Ang matindi dyan, ang pinaka-ideal na data privacy expert na makikita nyo, I think hindi lang pwedeng hindi man simple ang pagiging lawyer, pero hindi pwedeng lawyer lang siya.
Oo nga.
Dapat maalam din siya sa IT, sa tech, sa ICT, information and communications technology.
Kailangan magbasa ka ng madaming ano din.
So kung ganun yung inclination mo, like ano ka, techie lawyer, you are the best person to do data privacy.
Alam ko, memorize mo yung mga laws.
Grabe.
Dami
yun. So maybe in the next we always say we want to talk about data privacy more, pero we always want to get the essential bits kasi yun nga medyo mahirap siyang i-digest.
Lalo na kunwari yung mga policies, diba? Ang dami dun eh. So, minsan nga may mga ibang laws nga na parang tingin mo parang nagko-conflict pang sa isa't isa.
Ha? Ba't ganyan yan? Sabi dun sa naunang section, dapat ganito.
So, syempre kung lawyer ka, at least, diba, medyo mas madali mo ma-explain kung paano talaga siya nag-work.
Exactly. So, yeah. As usual, tweet us, twitter.com/italakayan kung meron kayong mga gustong topics na pag-usapan natin. And yun nga, next time, magpapaalam tayo. Ang tawag doon?
At least something different, diba? Parang pwede
party
na siyang
line.
Party line.
Pa-party line tayo. Or not, wag. Online, massive voice call. So, whatever platform we will use. No? But yeah, we talked about the September 10 release nga,
yes,
news that came from the company Apple, yung mga bagong telepono. Na dapat si Kuya Noel nandito kasi
wala talaga ako.
Kasi siya yung pinakamalaking enthusiast, at least in our group.
Ako ba?
No, in our group. In our trio. Siya yung pinaka tama ba yung term, advocate ba yung tawag sa iyo?
Pwede na.
So, he enjoys using products that come from that company.
Right.
Yun. So, we were discussing yung lumabas na bagong phones, bagong watch, and then yung napansin namin talaga na I saw this over the week. Talagang nagbagsakan ngayon yung presyo ng watch. Nagbagsakan yung presyo ng mga previous models ng phone. So,
kaya, diba,
bye.
kaya nga for example, may mga friends na nagtatanong sa akin, kailan ba bibili or bibili na ba ako ganyan? So, syempre sabi ko na lang, parang hintay muna kayo, you wait first. Kasi yun nga, magkakaroon ng time na mag-release ng bagong phones, definitely may bagong prices, and of course, yung mga lower-end models, diba, at least, diba, babagsak yung presyo na.
Yeah. So, before we go on a break, we discussed how they look like, no? The 11 and the 11 Pro. So, sa akin talaga, ang gusto ko lang dun sa Pro compared to the 11 is the color of the green one.
Ay, yung color?
Yung kulay lang. Pero yung likod, kasi if you guys will check online kung ano yung itsura ng 11 sa 11 Pro. So, yung 11 natin ngayon, siya na yung parang base phone.
Uh-oh.
Pero dalawa pa rin yung, dalawa na yung camera lenses,
yes,
right? Sa likod. And then, yung Pro. Tatlo.
Mukha siyang
ano?
Fidget spinner.
Mukha siyang fidget spinner sa likod. Yun. So, parang sa akin medyo overkill ng konti yung itsura niya. And yun nga, if meron kasi mga phobia sa mga bilog-bilog. Kung meron kayong ganun, parang weird din siya tignan.
So, di ka makaka-focus ko, no? Pag kukunan ka ng picture na ganun yung phone.
Oh my goodness. But we'll talk more about that later. Let's go on our first break, no? Okay. Ang oras po ay 17 minutes, maglipas ng alas 5 ng hapon. Ang DZUP ay kasapin ng KBP o kapisan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka.
Tara na sa isang oras ng K-alaman, K-buluhan, at K-sayahan. It's K-time! Kasamang UP Career Research Center tuwing Miyerkules mula alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon sa DZUP 1602, K-sali ka!
Sumali at makitakbo ngayong UPLB Loyalty Day. Hatid ng UP Vanguard Incorporated Los Baños Chapter ang UPLB Loyalty Day Run 2019 sa October 12, 4 a.m. sa UPLB Grandstand. Mag-register sa 3K, 5K at 21K. Para sa iba pang detalye, i-contact si Marvin Apolinario sa 0917-519-5095. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Vanguard Incorporated Los Baños Chapter sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka, DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
Last 2 minutes!
Hoy, double time, double effort! Guys, habol, habol pa! Sasakay ka pa ng jeep, nabiyahe ka pa, lalakad ka pa ng ilang minuto, bilis! Takbo, takbo, takbo! Late ka na, late!
Huwag lagi naghahabol ng oras. Ugaliing maging maaga para makaiwas sa abala. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Italakayan.
At kami po nagbabalik sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan. Ako po ulit si Trixie.
Ako si Noel.
So meron tayong maikling announcement, no? So on their 57th anniversary, join the UP Philosophical Society in their grand annual symposium in Vino Veritas. In wine, there is truth. Oh, really? That's true. It is. In Vino Veritas. Okay. So, on September 20, 6:30 p.m. po at the University Hotel, UP Diliman philosophize with us on the concepts of peace and suffering. Ano ba yun? Pero importanteng topics yan. No? So, this event is open for both UP and non-UP students and graduates. So, for nice. Inquiries, visit facebook.com/UPPhilosoc. That's UPPHILOSOC. Or contact them at their numbers 921-755-8817. Yun. So this is brought to you by the UP Philosophical Society in partnership with DZUP. Kasali ka. Yun. Oh, at 60, DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento. Wow, congrats. All right. So we were talking about how we were the past week, kung ano yung mga, and yun nga, bring up, yung mga pagkapanalo. Ay!
Ay, mga pagkapanalo.
Congrats po sa basketball team natin. Yay! Diba twice na, no?
Pressure game.
Gambat. Hindi. Ano eh, I was, yung first game, yung against Adamson.
Mm.
Yun lang napanood. Ganyan ko napanood yung pangalawa eh.
Ano ba yan? Ayawan TV ba yan? Hindi. Hindi naman. Ay, hindi.
Hindi eh. Ayaw ko sabihin kung saan eh.
Well.
Hindi kasi do I was overseas.
Alright.
So it was very difficult to find a stream overseas. So I didn't sign up for any sketchy stuff naman. Pero I was watching in the train. And grabe, grabe yung feelings. So, nung pagdating namin sa train station namin, sabi ko sa husband ko, let's sit here for a bit. Tapusin natin yung game kasi maglalakad pa kami pa uwi eh from the train station. Upo muna tayo dito, there's a coffee shop somewhere, ganyan. So, upo kami, di ba naghabol tayo? Spoiler ba ito? Hindi man siguro spoiler. Dun sa last half, naghabol po tayo na medyo malaki-laking points. And then, last quarter ba nangyari yun? Yung nag-three points.
Napanood, actually.
Oh my gosh! Yung nag-three points si Javi.
Oh.
Oo, yun. So, nung naganap yun, talagang tumili ako sa train station.
That was the moment.
Oo, tagang yung ang lakas ng tili ko, lahat ng
Laka
tao.
Laka ba kasabay nun? Maraming kasabay ka din nanonood.
No, ang daming taong tumingin sa akin. Ah, tapos lang. Sabi sa akin ng asawa ko, uy, baka hulihin ako ng polis. Kasi ito siya yung guy na kasama ko, di ba? Eh, medyo secure doon. So, right. Mag-complain ka lang ng konti. But anyway, congrats. And then they won again.
Congrats.
Puro by the skin of their teeth. Kaya yan. Tuloy-tuloy lang yan. Okay, so what were we talking about? Along with those wins, this is also a win for Apple kasi ang daming improvements na ganap. But before we discuss iOS 13 na yun yung bagong OS ng mga bagong phones. Right. Hindi mga bagong phones. I think we have on our notes.
supported devices.
The supported devices. pinaka matanda yung iPhone SE.
Yes.
Oo. And then for the iPad...
It's the iPad Air 2.
iPad Air 2 yung pinakamatanda. And then, kaya pa siya ng iPod Touch.
Wow.
7th generation. Pero yun nga, wala kasi si Kuya Noel when we were discussing it last week. What do you think?
About?
If you were buying a new phone,
well,
would you go 11, 11 Pro?
Well, siguro ako kasi mas practical, mas gusto ko na portable ako. So gusto ko mas maliit yung
yung
device.
Okay.
So I used to have the 7 Plus before.
Mm.
Tapos ang hirap, kunwari, sasakay ka ng jeep. Hindi siya magkakasya sa mga pants
Kabusa-busahan,
mo. Ganyan. Tapos sobrang, sobrang mainit sa mata din. So, yun nga. Pero kasi kung depende rin naman sa sa lifestyle mo or let's say kung ginagat mo siya sa work, di ba? Especially in the field of multimedia or broadcasting or video editing. Diba? Very convenient siya, very handy siya. So, lalo na kung malaki yung screen mo and mas malaki yung capacity or let's say processing power ng device mo, yun. So, mas okay siya.
Mm-hmm. Pero right now, what do you think?
If
you're not in media but you want to get a new phone.
Well, personally, siguro
hindi mo siya gagamitin pang trabaho.
I think the smaller one, which is the 11. iPhone 11.
So, size-wise, hindi ko napansin masyado yung size eh. Yung 11, tsaka 11, 11 Pro small, mas malaki pa rin yung Pro.
I think so, yeah. Well, we can actually check. We can verify.
We can check the specs later. I'll go online. I have a computer right here. Yun, but yun, so, specs-wise naman, you as... Would you call yourself a power user?
Power user? Not really, but maybe more of ano lang. So you're more of storage power user. Kasi yun nga, I'm using a unit now na 256 na gig of of data.
Napupuno mo ba yun?
Well, 60 gig na lang yung free ko.
Anong laman yan?
Pictures mostly and maybe mga apps. And of course, I'm fond of storing multi-touch books or Apple books.
Okay. Malaki
also,
yun, space-wise?
Yeah, malaki yung mga books. Usually, mga 1 gig minsan yung yung book. And then I'm also fond of listening to podcasts.
Okay, so, sinastore mo siya.
So sometimes ang ginagawa kasi nangyayari parang when I listen to a podcast, usually dina-download niya muna. So kunwari the latest 3 episodes, so you need to download niya and then afterwards it deletes it and gets the next ones to store it. Ganun.
Okay. I listen to podcasts too, pero I stream. I don't store. Pero yun nga, I share ko lang yung dati kong telepono which lasted me almost 5 years is the 6.
Mm.
And capacity niya memory wise. Memory, tama ba memory?
Yeah.
Yun, storage capacity niya was 64.
At
the time, that's 2015.
Right.
And I think nagkaroon lang ako ng issues last year lang.
Last year.
Oo. So, mga tatlong taon, apat na taon niya akong binuhay. Hindi ko napapansin.
Nice.
Na napupuno siya. Uh-oh. So, not bad na rin. If hindi ka naman masyadong... Well, ako rin... I take a lot of pictures. Mm. I take a lot of video. Pero
and videos.
Hindi ako...
But do you do video editing on the phone?
No.
That's what I do. So, kasi for example, I used to, parang on the fly na gumagawa ng mga videos. So, I stitch and then it's very, very easy for me to, let's say, automatically generate a video. Kunwari, let's say, celebrating the birthday of a person.
Okay.
So, pwede kong kunin lahat ng photos niya sa library ko.
Hindi ko ginagawa yun.
Automatic siya, i-generate na yun. So,
sa computer
very
ako nag-edit.
So very easy yun kasi it's mobile and kunwari kapag kailangan na on the spot, oh, ako meron akong ganito.
Yeah. So may, yun nga, may capacity siya for video editing. Yes. So in the, I never used it for ano.
I used to use it for ano kasi, for the class.
For example, teaching.
I take pictures kunwari sa class, mm-hmm. as a teacher, I used to teach in the UP College of Education. Mm-hmm. So I was taking pictures of the students doing mm-hmm. hands-on or okay. the laboratories or the activities. And then before or let's say midway nung class, papakita ko sila yung preview nung ginawa nila. So parang, paano yung ginawa yun? Sabi ko, just ano lang, 2 minutes.
So okay din siya for yung for documentation yes. of your class.
Kung ano yung mga teachers nila. Actually, or even students, they document what they do because they can use it for, I mean, for future, ano, for future reference.
Then. Yes, exactly. Mm. So yun, those are some of the things that can be done. And there are many apps, not just for Apple, but also for Android. Mas marami pa for Android kung ang video editing ang pag-uusapan. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga dati, before this, ano, very limited yes. ang video editing capacity ng Apple. Pero yung native apps niya ngayon, which we'll discuss in a few minutes, mm-hmm. mas umayos na. Pero for the people who are thinking of getting a new phone, yun nga, I think what you're saying is you do not recommend going for the Pro anymore.
Yeah.
If it's not your job.
Yes.
Diba?
Kasi parang ano yun eh, kung hindi mo naman na-maximize.
Yeah, what's the point? Right? So, yung medyo overpowered na ngayong 11 eh. Mas extreme pa yung Pro. Pero, honestly, ako, speaking from the perspective of a video editor that does video editing mm-hmm. on Pro devices na desktop.
Right.
Even if I get this, I will not edit here.
Well, yeah.
the screen is not.
Hindi, kasi ano lang naman eh. Kasi for example, how about for those people that ano, they don't have the devices for use? Kunwari, if you don't have a MacBook Pro, diba, you don't have a laptop to edit on. So, syempre, at least, diba, at least kung may phone ka at the very least, diba, meron kang magagamit.
But, why would you buy this over a MacBook Pro when they pretty much cost the same? Yeah. Halos pareho lang yung presyo nila.
Maybe it's more of the portability. And siguro ano na lang, siguro kasi sa ngayon sa mga classes, depende din eh. If you're into software development, syempre you'd go for the MacBook Pro, di ba?
Exactly. Exactly what I mean. So, yun yung question natin kasi why is this device Pro? So, let's just look over the features that 11 does not have, no? Mm-hmm. So, it has that extra camera, right? That's one. Other phones, Android phones only, have this also. Si OnePlus 7, si Huawei Pro, meron din yan. And then, of course, these Pro phones tend to have more RAM.
Right.
So, would you really need to use so much
maybe
more RAM?
Siguro for gaming, depends.
Are you a pro gamer? iPhone pro gamer? The screen though is...
Refresh lang ako.
The screen is more premium, faster refresh rates, no? Yun nga, pero I was asking some of my friends, refresh rates as a phone user, would you really even notice?
Well, maybe for pro gamers, diba? Kasi, syempre, when it comes to the graphics, makikita nila yun eh. Yung impact nung, ano, yung gaming experience.
Pero, ano ah, wag kayo ma-offend, please, pro gamers ah. Wag kayo ma-offend, sabihin ko. This is only my personal opinion. You can tell me otherwise.
Right.
I don't know many pro gamers who are playing pro games on mobile devices.
On mobile devices.
I know pro gamers on... mga ROG, mga right, Predator, mga setup
but
na desktop or console. But not on pro gamers.
Well, malalaman natin siguro in the future, diba? Maybe there will be a rise of pro gamers on mobile
devices.
I guess
there's also
diba?
A new gaming platform, diba?
Yeah, it's arcade.
Arcade. So we'll see how pro the arcade is.
Yes.
Yun. So, ang tanong kasi dito, has there really been a professional use case for a phone? Right? If you're a professional video or cinematographer or mm-hmm. what, sure, pwede kang sabihin na, oh, try mo gamitin to, mm-mm. your iPhone Pro to do a video and you will do it.
Right?
And the results might be good. But I don't think you're gonna do it all the time. Gagawin mo lang yon when you're asked to do it. Diba? Asked to use the Pro phone for the result. Pero for your own work, you will not. Not yet. So, yun. So,
overkill kasi. Overpowered.
ang tanong kasi, may pera naman ako eh. Kahit na.
Yeah, the means, diba?
Hindi, sa akin kahit na eh. Even if you have the means, medyo iba na yung means mo niyan. But anyway.
Who knows, diba? Baka mamaya, in the future, diba, there will be a rise of subscription-based na games.
Uh-oh.
And maybe,
can only diba, be played sa device.
Yeah, on mobile devices. Kasi I think yun nga yung point ng ano, yung subscription eh. Kumbaga, malalimit lang yung mobile. I mean, malalimit ka sa platform. Na maybe mobiles, perhaps. Mm.
Well, we'll see about that. I am a PlayStation loyalist. We'll take a break! Ang oras po ay 32 minuto, makaipas ang alas 5 ng hapon. Ang DZP kasapin ng KBP o kapasahan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Nais niyo bang dalhin ang kalikasan sa syudad?
Bakit hindi natin subukan?
Inihahatid ng DZUP 1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture! Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture! Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas 2 ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Hatid ng UP 49ers ang National Mining, Metallurgical and Materials Engineering Summit 2019, September 27 hanggang 29 sa Melcher Hall Theater, UP Diliman. Dito ipapakita ang kahalagahan at ambag ng mining, metallurgical and materials engineering. Para sa ibang detalye, magtungo sa facebook.com and MMME Summit. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP 49ers sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka, DZUP at 60. Ituloy ang kwento.
Para ho. Ay, shucks! Muntik na yun ah!
Delikadong magbaba ng pasahero sa maling babaan. Mga mamang driver, ang buhay ng inyong mga pasahero ay nakasalalay sa inyong mga kamay. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Italakayan!
At kami po ay nagbabalik sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang kundi kaalamang inalapit sa bahay. Ako po si Trixie.
Ako si Noel.
Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about gaming, yes. Pro gaming on the mobile phone na malaking question mark po para sa akin. Pero to each his own. Baka saktan ako ng mga tao. Sorry po, mga pro gamers on the mobile. Unsure. But okay. Kasi nga, ma-offend yung mga console
lang
users
lang
naman, diba? Na
parang
hindi
Harry Potter lang yun.
Ano ba? What do you mean?
I mean sa device. Syempre comfortable yung device mo. Sadaling maglaro nung Harry Potter na
AR. I stop.
I stop.
Kasi yun nga eh. Sa totoo lang, hi Sir Ben eh. Kasi siya yung ano ko eh, parang ano ba yung company na gumawa nito? Niantic.
Niantic, yeah.
Oo. Siya yung kalaro ko sa Pokemon Go. So, I also started playing the Potter game some months ago. Pero tama yung sabi ni Sir Ben eh. That's why he didn't get into it. Ang dami masyadong points of interest. Ang dami
exactly.
Nangyayari.
Oo, marami nga masyado.
Na parang, how do you keep up with this game? It's ano.
Ang dami pang kalambasahin.
Exactly. Ang dami pang text, di ba? Maglibro ka na lang. Basahin mo na lang ulit yung 1 to 7. Pero, plus the play. Pero yung Pogo loyalist. Pogo loyalist din. Tsaka with Pokemon Go now, they really are investing on events, live events.
Events, right.
Diba? So, right. Safaris, people get together, the real prizes and the real world. And so, you meet friends there. So, I'm sure may plano rin sila about Potter. Pero parang, yun nga, mas simple kasi yung Pogo
wala
ngayon.
Wala pa naman 1 year yung Harry Potter.
Wala pa naman. So, we'll see how it goes. Baka it's nicer to look at in the iPhone. Kainis. Harry Potter. Kill me. Okay, so, yun nga, main topic today. iOS 13, it was released earlier today. I have not yet updated. Normally, ako ang ginagawa ko, I wait isang buwan.
Ah, buwan.
Kasi kinakabahan nga ako. Ang daming mga, lalo na nung humahabol na yung telepono ko. Nung iPhone 6 2018 updates. Medyo hinahinay muna kasi baka hindi niya kayanin.
Oo nga, exactly.
Right? So, I wait a month. Right now, you've updated.
Yes.
I know. I have not. So, pwede namin is side-by-side comparison kung ano na yung nangyayari sa mga phones natin. So, first of all, new features. Let's discuss the new features.
Well, actually, for the new features, ang pinaka-pano ba? Though hindi naman na sa akin big deal yun. So, there's actually the dark mode of the iOS 13.
Oo.
So, well, kasi ako naman kasi ang ginawa ko sa mga... Nung wala pa yung dark mode, kasi ayokong mag-upgrade sa beta na gamit yung main phone ko. Di ba? Mahirap yun. Huwag niyang gagawin yun.
What does that mean? What do you mean upgrade ng beta?
Well, kasi for example, with iOS, usually Apple releases a beta version of the iOS. For example, iOS 13, hindi pa siya na-release. So, syempre, marami pang bugs yun.
So, parang testing version.
Oh, parang testing pa lang siya. So,
hindi siya yung actual.
Oh.
Na, yun nga, kung meron kang device at gusto mo siya i-test, pwede.
Pwede,
At your own risk.
At your own risk. Yeah, kasi it can break your phone.
Uh-oh.
Or yun nga, kasi it's really distributed especially for software developers. Mm-hmm. So, they can actually upgrade their apps before the official stable release of the iOS is being announced publicly.
Yeah, so, kung mapapansin nyo, kung may mga nag-update na sa inyo or kahit hindi pa, if you update your OS, yung mga iba sa mga applications nyo, hindi magka-crash. Why? Kasi nga, the software developers of those apps, nag-beta na sila.
Uh-oh. Nag-update na din sila.
Good for them. Doon ako kinakabahan. Kaya ako naghihintay.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, so dark mode, what happens in dark mode?
Well, dark mode's actually, parang naging dark lang yung screen mo.
Anong silbi niya? ako gusto ko siya tignan. Like, uh-oh, yung computer ko, yung mga naka-dark mode yan.
Uh-oh.
Yung Twitter ko, may dark mode rin si Twitter.
May Twitter nga.
Pero, meron ba siyang health benefit?
Well, siguro sa more on the sleeping habits, effects on sleep. Kasi yun nga, kung naka-dark mode, at least less yung, siguro yung, energy ba tawag doon?
Yeah.
Kung naman yung terminology na yun na nakuha mo, and at least, hindi siya nakaka-affect sa sleeping habits mo.
Okay. So, pag mas madilim yung phone, pag gabi na, mas madali ka mapipikit. Kasi pag sobrang bright, parang hirap matulog.
Right.
Scroll muna. Okay, so may comment dito, no? So, okay, night mode is nice. And yun nga, pwede mo siyang iset based on the time of day.
On the time of the day. Or let's say, pwede mo rin iset depending dun sa kung gusto mo na 7 a.m. Tapos 7 p.m. Before 7 a.m. or after 7 p.m., naka-dark mode ka na. So, pwede nga dun. So, ako, ang ginawa ko, well, yun nga, depende sa sunrise or sunset.
Okay.
So, nag-estimate lang ako ng magandang
pero ikaw time. Naglagay ng time.
Yes.
Hindi na-detect ni phone kung ay sunset na.
Well, hindi ko lang sure.
Meron bang gano'n na parang gathering the ambient light
possibly,
and then...
Possibly, well, depende siguro kung kaya niya via Siri shortcuts.
Okay, so wait lang. Wala si Siri shortcut sa notes ko. So, ikaw na bahala dyan. So, jumping to from dark mode, before we end pala the dark mode segment, may comment lang dito na ang problem lang daw sa dark and light mode, hindi mo raw ma-differentiate yung tabs mo in Safari.
Ah, well.
Kung private siya or hindi.
Exactly.
Kasi dark na lahat.
Right. Yun. Pero I think di ko lang sure kung it's something new talaga. Pero yun nga, I think it warrants you na naka-private mode ka naman.
Okay. Yeah. So, test niyo po yan.
Yeah.
And then, jumping back to what you said, voice...
there's voice control
voice
as well.
Control. So what does that mean?
It actually enables you to control your screen or actually the features of your phone through voice. So for example, let's say you can command via Siri, of course. So show numbers. Baka naka-on yung ano.
yun yung command. Show
yes, there,
numbers.
There is show numbers. There's also show grid. So naka-grid yung screen mo. And then you can select which particular grid or number to select.
Okay.
So I was with earlier we had a conversation via iMessage with the Apple Distinguish Educators and din nga may nagdemo sa amin na ano via video sa so screening cast niya yung ano niya. I mean screening record niya yung phone niya na nagde-demo kung paano mag-send ng message using just the voice.
Okay. So to give you a picture, ang mangyayari po diyan kung naka-activate si Siri, 'di ba? So si Siri yung ating assistant for control. This phone and voice control. Accessibility settings, may lalabas po ng mga numero
mga
for all the tappable parts of your phone.
Yes.
Okay? So, for example, iMessage screen. No? So, sa messaging, sa messages screen nyo, naka-segment, naka-tag, naka-label.
Yes, that's a label.
Naka-label yung fields na pwede nyong galawin.
Yes.
So, for example, yung text field, label number 5. Right? Tapos yung to text itself, you just say the words.
Yeah, you just say the words, yes.
So let's say, show numbers.
Yeah, show
so
numbers. Lalabas yung, so lalabas yung numbers.
Yung labels.
You select and then 5, ganyan.
So, ano yung term? Select 5?
I think number 5.
Okay, so you say, kung ano yung text field nyo, number 5.
Yes.
Number 5, papasok ngayon yung cursor.
Yes.
Happy birthday, mom. Uh-oh. You say that, happy birthday, mom. Lalabas yung words,
yes,
happy birthday, mom.
Speech to text na yun.
Oh, yes. And then yung send button, may label din. Let's say it's 6.
Yes.
So number 6.
So lahat numbers.
You say number 6. So magsasend.
Yes.
Eh, paano if yung statement mo, number 6?
Number 6. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe more testing on how to dictate the numbers or the number of that or the text, especially yung mga symbols or yung mga special characters, yung mga ganyan.
So pero basically, if this is activated, you don't have to touch your phone at all.
Yes.
'Di ba?
It's so, one it's something na ano, I mean, when it comes to accessibility kasi yun yung ano, yung proud si Apple when it comes to supporting those with special ano,
special
needs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then another special thing that happened is yung sa photos daw, iba na yung layout.
Yes.
So, it's now sorted by years, months, and days. And hindi na siya equal grid. Para siyang photo album looking. It kind of looks like, sorry ah, huwag ka magalit ah. It looks like Google Photos.
Oh, really?
It does.
I have no idea.
Yeah, hindi ko magamit ng ano. But it does look like Google Photos.
Yeah,
so, iba-iba na yung size nila. Yeah,
parang ganyan lang naman siya. There.
Ayun. So, I'm looking at it right now. Sir Kuya Noel is giving me a sample. Yun. So,
yeah, I think it's more, ano, parang siyang, ano, it's more live. Kumbaga, mas buhay siya.
Mm-hmm.
It's more interactive at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, ang maganda dito kasi, mas magandang performance when it comes to usage of intelligence, artificial intelligence.
Okay. Elaborate on what you mean by that.
Especially, for example, if you have duplicate photos.
Okay.
Kumbaga ako kasi kuha ng photos, tapos mimili na ako dun. So, siya, I mean, sa photos app, it will possibly show you the best ones.
Mm-hmm.
It eliminates all of the
how can duplicates. I judge what the best one is? Eh, paano kung yung blurred yung best one for me? Joke lang.
So, yun pero,
so, may ganon.
Yes.
Okay. So, sabi din dito, the editing and retouching software is now more intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So, dati mukha lang siyang markup, di ba? Parang paint lang. So, now you can adjust white balance, vibrancy, noise reduction, sharpness, etc.
And even that's the videos, cool. You can rotate. I think you can already rotate it.
Oh.
So don't need the apps. I mean, another app to do it.
Grabe, pinapatay nila yung mga mga camera apps ng ano.
Parang ano lang yung flashlight na app, di ba?
Oh.
Yung flashlight na app. Usually, ano, dati may meron separate na app.
Really?
Pero ngayon, yes. Tapos meron ngayon, meron ng ano, built-in na siya. So,
no,
syempre.
Pumasok na ako, meron ng built-in.
Ah, meron na.
Yeah. So, yun nga. Yes. It says that they're matching the photos app to the new phones with better cameras, better pictures, etc. And then yun nga, before we go on our last break, tumang-tuwa lang ako dun sa ano, mga bagong animoji.
Animojis.
Kasi may cute one eh, yung octopus na may hearts. So, but this is different as opposed to the yung dating animoji where you could kind of record your face and then mako-convert siya to an animated emoji.
Yeah, you're actually the one that designs it.
Oo, di ba? Pero ngayon, parang they added features like yung sumasabog yung utak or heart eyes.
Yeah, I think it's just ano, parang similar lang siya dun sa mga stickers or parang yung mga emojis usually, di ba? Yung usual emojis. Tapos wala, nilatagal na ng ano, ng face mo.
Nung customized avatar na ginawa mo, pwede mo nang lagyan ng features ng normal emojis.
And you can even add more.
Or add more. Yeah. So yung starry eyes, right. Mga mind blown, yung mga crying tears of blood. So, pwede mo i-add dun sa personal customized animoji that you created with your face.
Yes.
Wild. Really ba?
Parang ano lang siya, Black Mirror, di ba?
Say, no! Throw away your phone! Okay, sige. So, later on our last quarter, pag-usapin natin kung paano ba mag-update at mga do's and don'ts when you are about to update your devices. So, break tayo ulit. Ang oras po ay 13 minuto bago mag-alas 6 ng gabi. Ang DZP kasapin ng KBP o kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halina't kilalanin ang kahalagahan ng wika sa ating mga buhay. Dito sa Ang Wika ng Ina Mo, tuwing Biyernes sa ganap na alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wika ng Ina Mo, tanda na magkapatid tayo. Wika ng Ina Mo, mag-uugnay sa Pilipino. Wika ng Ina Mo, sa lamin ng pagkatao. Wika ng Ina Mo, magtatakda kung saan tayo.
DZUP Soundtrip is saying goodbye for now, but not without a bang.
Magpasalamat, lumingon sa pinanggalingan.
Look back and listen to your favorite DZUP Soundtrip guestings this September 23 to 26 from 2 to 4 p.m. DZUP Soundtrip, your daily alternative music fix.
Now miss you.
Bayan, mga Pilipino talaga, di marunong sumunod, oh.
Ang daming basura sa daan. Pinoy talaga kung san-san lang nagtatapon.
Hay nako, Pinoy talaga, oh. Singit ng singit.
Bakit nga ba ginagamit ang mga salitang ito para bigyan ng masamang kulay ang pagiging Pilipino? Bigyan nating halaga ang salitang Pilipino. Bahagi ito ng pangangalaga sa ating pagkatao.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Italakayan!
At kami po nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bahay ng Apo Strixie.
Ako si Noel!
Ayun, so last quarter. Anyway, so kung may mga gusto na pong mag-update, mga telepono lang po na-covered nito. Unfortunately,
supported hardware lang. Starting with the oldest one, which is
SE.
Yeah, the SE.
Sabay bang 6 tsaka SE? Nauhuli ang SE?
Hindi yata, if I remember correctly.
So ang SE po, ito yung mukhang 5.
Yeah.
Diba? Pero with the features of a 6.
Yes.
With the capacity
more,
of a 6 or more. Yun. And then 6 plus na, tsaka 6S plus and 6S na. Pataas. Yun na po. Yes. So if you have anything lower than an iPhone 6S, hindi siya tatanggapin. So yung mga 6,
anything
5,
na lower than
4,
iPhone SE.
Yun. And then for the iPads, iPad Air 2, yung pinaka luma.
Yeah.
And the 7th gen iPod Touch. Yun. So, yun lang po ang tatanggap ng OS na ito. So, kung meron
kahit
kayong...
Kahit anong refresh mo, walang lalabas dyan na update.
Okay lang. Basta magagamit nyo pa. Hindi ko alam kung saan nyo pa magagamit. Pwede nyo benta?
Yeah. Well,
know.
If you're in other countries, kasi diba, they have this particular parang ano, para pwede mo siyang program for returning those devices in exchange for a discount on the price.
I think we have that here too.
I'm not sure.
Yes, we do. I think I asked. Kasi parang ano na bang value ng phone ko? Wag na lang, tago ko na lang. Akin lang, parang collector's item na lang to pagdating ng panahon. So, before you update, as usual, kasi parang last year ba or a couple of years ago, when the new OS was released and people started updating, there were bugs.
Yes.
There were stuff that went wrong in their update, no? So some bugs that were reported are, of course, crashing apps that are not updated.
Yes.
Mga applications na hindi pa inaayos nung mga developer.
That's normal.
The issue sa akin to, I had to confirm with some of our colleagues kasi the banking apps are very important.
Ah, right, right.
What if your banking app is not updated and you update your phone? Hindi mo na magagamit yung...
Well, ang worst case scenario siguro dun kasi kunwari kung hindi pa siya updated pero usable pa rin siya. Mahirap din 'di ba kamamaya kasi yung security.
Mm.
Kasi syempre hindi siya updated, 'di ba? It has a different one. Well, we're not really sure about that.
Mm. How it can be affected. Uh-oh. And then meron din daw issue with the Photos app. Kasi may iba daw pictures na nag-iiba-iba yung dates.
Timestamp.
Yun. And then it was advised then na wait until 13.1.
Next week
yun. Oh,
I think it's
you
on the 24th.
Update.
Yeah, it's on the 24th.
Okay,
yeah.
So yun nga, what do you do first? So, every iOS update is a good opportunity for you to clean your phone.
Oo nga.
So, you get rid of old apps you don't use anymore. Photos na yung sabi nga ni Kuya Noel, may picture siya, mga limang po, isa lang din yung gusto niya. So, linis-linis din. Hindi raw niya problema kasi 256 daw. Diba? So,
actually,
it's an organization problem. It's not a storage problem. It's paranoia problem. But, yan, you can clean up your phone.
Yes.
Apps that you don't use. Malay mo, you have apps you don't use. Iniba na pala ng mga developer yung use niya. It's used to spy on you na.
Well, yeah.
So, you clean up your phone with the apps and the media. And then...
Usually, ano naman eh. With iOS naman kasi I think there is some mode there where you can offload, I think.
It actually
automates you those apps that are unused for a very long time.
So magbibigay sila ng suggestion, offload this app. Pwede, you can check that
so
out.
So kumbaga nag-exist pa rin yung app mo doon, pero hindi na siya nag-occupy ng space. So parang less space na lang siya.
Pero before you can use it again, you have to download it again.
Yes, yun lang.
So, it will also, of course, increase the storage if hindi tayo katulad ni Kuya Noel na 256. And then, of course, speed up the backup process, which is important. I do this because I'm paranoid. Before you update, good practice is to back up your phone. Okay, so there are two methods. You can use the iCloud service, which I do not advise in the Philippines. Kasi one, online siya. Two, limited yung space. You have to buy storage for this to happen. But you can do that if you have the storage and the internet capacity. But the more practical one is to use iTunes on a PC or a Mac. So you just need to have the iTunes app. It's free.
And right? when you're doing the backup then, kailangan ano siya, encrypted then. At least if you want to restore all of your passwords at mga private data or confidential data, at least ito pa rin siya, even the settings.
Mm-hmm.
So ako kasi, when I do, ako personally, I just backup kapag may bagong device. Which is not a good practice. Mm-hmm. But unless you have other means of storing your data, so for example, if you have other photo storage na services, diba, pwede mong gamitin yun as an alternative. Yeah.
Okay lang ba yung ano? Kasi for UP Mail users, we have a big drive capacity.
Yes, I think unlimited.
Yeah, so if you are in need of space, you can free up your computer by uploading stuff first on your drive in a zipped file or whatever method you want. And then if kailangan mo ng space, yun nga, free na yung space to do the update on your device. And then after doing the update, I'm not sure if it's possible to send the backup.
You can get the backup. Which one? The iTunes?
The phone backup.
Yeah, you can see the actual file.
And then you can put it in drive store there.
Yes.
Oh, pwede pala yun.
Possible.
The more the menu.
So actually, dapat nga ang ginagawa mo, if you're going to make backups, you also inspect your computer kung meron pa siyang mga old backups na you don't need anymore. So you can delete those kasi malaki yung
inoccupy nila.
So imagine kung 64 gig yung phone mo, siguro mga 60 gig or depende sa data mo, ganun kalaki yung inoccupy niya.
Exactly. So you just have to let the phone get backed up first. But don't get locked out of the backup kasi nagkakaroon din sila ng PIN.
Yes. Always remember that.
Remember that.
Write it.
Kasi hindi mo ma-restore yung backup mo. Write it on your face. Basta note it down.
Uh-oh.
Not on a computer that you can lose access to. Like maybe a piece of paper just for the whole day. You're gonna be doing it for maybe an hour, 2 hours. Diba? So sulat mo na lang yung ano, yung code at it paste mo sa computer mo and then just be there. Make sure na hindi...
Ako, when I do it, ano, parang half day yata.
Half day.
Well, guess again, kasi depende again sa kung gano'ng kalaki yung data mo or storage.
Exactly. Ayun nga, dapat make sure na kung gano'ng kalaki yung kinakain na space, storage space ng phone mo, mas malaki doon ng konti yung kaya ng computer mo. Yung free space ng computer mo. Yun, so
chances are kasi nangyari equal na yung ano equal na yung space nung ano, I mean equal yung capacity ng phone tsaka nung Mac.
Oo, di ba weird?
So parang paano may backup yun, magkasing laki lang sila.
Exactly. Get a PC.
get a PC
well, with mura lang, 3 terabytes.
Lang na, mura lang naman na yung external drive.
Pwede ka rin mag-backup sa external, diba?
Yes, so mayroon mga iba ginagawa na, sinaset nila yung ano parang source or directory nung nung backup file mo in a separate storage. So possible din naman yun. Pero syempre medyo complicated lang, pero yun nga, if you really want na seamless siguro yung pag-backup niya.
Siguro din depende sa external storage device kung mabilis.
Ah, well, yeah.
Kasi kung parang external hard drive lang at hindi what do you call that, ano?
Which one?
Solid state.
Solid, yeah, SSD.
Medyo mas matagal if external na normal.
Unless ang gagawin mo, kakabit ka din ng isa pa external na Mac.
Oh my goodness.
So naka-target disk siya.
Ay na yun. Huwag ka mag-update. Huwag ka bagong phone. Joke lang. But yun, it's a very, very, it's important. You back it up first before you install or, update to iOS 13.
Yes.
Kasi ang nangyari dati, parang nagsabog-sabog yung contact. Some people lost their entire contact lists when they did update.
Medyo cautious dapat din. Ako din, sometimes, ang ginagawa ko, I export first the iCloud. So, in-export ko yung contacts na yun. So, just to be sure na meron akong copy nun na offline.
My notes is my notes app.
Yeah, even
very important.
Let's say, yung calendar. Yeah, even the calendar. So, I have the birthdays of the people there. So, I don't have Facebook. So, pero, I have an idea kung birthday na nila. It's actually even better.
Nandun na sa phone mo. Pero yun, so just make sure you have enough space to do the backup itself.
Yeah.
And then, when you are doing the update na tayo, don't do it. Of course, don't do it over... Turn off your data.
Yeah, turn off your data.
Baka
perhaps.
Baka patunan to lumipat sa data, ubus yung data mo.
Yes.
By Wi-Fi.
By Wi-Fi.
Make sure that your Wi-Fi is on, your data
and
is
siguro
off.
One at a time na lang na device para hindi di ba, magkocongest yung network yung Wi-Fi mo din sa bahay, ganun.
Pwede ba mag-update dito sa UP internet?
Naman.
Mabilis naman no?
Kaya naman yun.
Dealnet. Kaya pala bumaga lahat
ng lahat ng update ngayon.
Nag-update sila lahat today. Right. But anyway, we also impress the importance of having all your devices, whatever it is, Apple man yan, or of course, Android and Windows devices.
Yes.
Keep these up to date as much as possible. Kasi yung pag-update ng device protects you.
From latest security risks.
Exactly. So, huwag natin ignore. Postpone tomorrow. Tapos biglang pagdating ng tomorrow, wala na.
Too late.
Too bad for you. So, if you have any comments or if you want to talk more about this, may experience ka ngayon sa iOS 13, tweet us, twitter.com/italakayan. And you can, get in touch with us there. We can read your comments next meeting, next show on air. Okay,
right.
So hi again to Sir Bene.
Hi.
Get well soon. Drink lots of water.
Get well soon sa lahat.
Lahat ng mga friends mo. Maraming kayong gagawin next week. And everybody have a happy, dry weekend. Yeah. Sana po huwag tayo magpaulan this week. So, nakatapos na tayo ng isang oras ng talakayan at balitaan dito sa Italakayan, kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan. Bye-bye po!
Happy weekend!